Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
This podcast may be legendary as it has a presidential proclamation, a 105-yard kickoff return, and the great Jim Brown featured, with many more legends of the game coming up right after this. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and this is the podcast of PigskinDispatch.com of your daily football history headlines. And we're going to start with the day of October 20th by going to the year 1946 at the Polo Grounds in New York City as Frank Seno returns a kick of 105 yards for the Chicago Cards against the New York Giants. TJ Troop wrote a nice piece on the Frank Seno on the Pro Football Researchers website, in which he writes, the 1946 Cardinals were a team on the upswing, and on October 20th in the Polo Grounds against the contending Giants in one of the most thrilling contests of the year, Frank Seno set an NFL record with a 105-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. His coast-to-coast return gave the Cardinals a short-lived 24-21 lead. Short-lived indeed, as the Giants stormed back with a Howie Livingston 5-yard scamper for score to lift the New York squad to a 28-24 win over the Cards that day. Then we go to 1963 on October 20th. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is the place, and per NFLfilms.com article of 2012, the Cleveland Browns running back Jim Brown became the all-time leading career rusher in the NFL. First down Jim Brown, as many would call him, accomplished the historic feat on an 8-yard run in the second quarter against the Philadelphia Eagles, propelling his way over Joe the Jet Perry's record of 8,378 yards. The Browns won that game that day over the Eagles 37-7. Our next stop on the history timeline goes to October 20th, 1973. The White House in Washington, D.C., with the most powerful man in the world, makes a declaration, actually a proclamation, 4209, and calls it Jim Thorpe Day. President Nixon proclaimed Jim Thorpe the greatest athlete of the first half of the 20th century in a written proclamation to the country. You can find it at our website, pigskindispatch.com, for the October 20th link to that proclamation. Now, how about we celebrate some birthdays of legends and Hall of Famers, and let's go to October 20th, 1932, in Charlottesville, Virginia. Roosevelt Rosie Brown is born. Rosie was an offensive tackle from Morgan State College in Baltimore who earned the Black All-American honors. Rosie was selected in the 27th round of the 1953 NFL draft by the New York Giants. The Giants liked that Brown was 6'3" and weighed 255 pounds and possessed powerful arms and a willingness to work hard while learning, per the Pro Football Hall's website write-up on him. Rosie played in the NFL for 13 seasons and earned a spot on 9 Pro Bowl rosters while being selected as an All-NFL player 8 times. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Roosevelt Brown in 1975. Gridiron guys and girls, we want to hear about how you feel about the show. We want you to contact us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook at the Pigskin Dispatch. Give us an IM on there. And check us out on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. So again, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Now here's a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast. And I want to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
We flip through the calendar pages and we stop on October 20th, 1941, and that's when Don Troll, a former quarterback from Baylor University, was born. Don was an All-American and twice won the Sammy Baugh Trophy as a nation's top passer. Troll threw for more than 4,000 yards and 27 touchdowns in his career with the Baylor Bears. The website footballfoundation.org points out that he was a good student, too, as he was Baylor's first ever NFF National Scholar Athlete. The National Football Foundation selected Don Troll to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2013. Our next trip down memory lane goes to October 20th, 1954, in Eufaula, Oklahoma. Leroy Selman was born as the youngest of nine children in the Selman home. Leroy was a great student as he became a National Honor Society member while at Eufaula High School. After high school, Selman followed his two brothers and played football at the University of Oklahoma. Leroy Selman was a defensive tackle for the Sooners, and a pretty good one at that. The NFF's website provides that Leroy won the Outland and the Lombardi Awards as the nation's best lineman. In his 3 years as a starter, Oklahoma went 32 wins, one loss, and one tie, and won two national championships. He was also selected to possess the NFF Scholar Athlete in 1975. The National Football Foundation selected Leroy to enter into his College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1988. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers used their very first ever draft pick to select Leroy Selman to play for their team in 1976. He played nine seasons in the NFL, and for his career, he registered 78.5 quarterback sacks, 380 quarterback pressures, and forced 28.5 loose balls, and recovered 10 of those fumbles. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined him in 1995's class. We advance down the timeline a bit, and we go to October 20th, 1962, in Richardson, Texas. Ray Childress, a defensive end from Texas A&M, came into this world that day, and Ray played with the Aggies from 1981 through the 1984 seasons, per the NFF, had the most tackles of any lineman in that storied history of Texas A&M, tallying 360 in his brilliant career. Childress also added 25 sacks to his college resume, dropping the quarterback behind the line 15 times in 1983 alone. The NFF elected Ray Childress into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2010. Ray played in the NFL for 12 seasons after that, 11 of them with the Houston Oilers. He stayed in Texas one more year to finish his pro career with the Dallas Cowboys. He was named the first team All-Pro five times and made the Pro Bowl appearances five times as well. We click the counter up 3 years exactly to go to October 20th, 1965 in Elberton, Iowa, and Chad Hennings, a defensive tackle from the Air Force Academy, was born. Chad plays his first season at Air Force as a tight end, but he switched over to the defensive side of the ball as a sophomore. In 1985, the Falcons had their best season ever as they finished ranked fifth in the nation and sported a 12-1 record. The NFF reports that as a senior, Chad left the nation with 24 sacks and won the Outland Trophy as the nation's top interior lineman, and he was also a unanimous All-American selection and repeated as an All-Academic America selection. Chad Hennings entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2006. Our next stop on memory lane of October 20th stops in 1972, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Dexter Coakley, the linebacker from Appalachian State, was born on that day. The standout linebacker started at App State from 1993 through the 1996 seasons. Boasting 616 career tackles, Coakley was, per the National Football Foundation's website, a three-time first-team All-America and the first two-time winner of the Buck Buchanan Award as Football Championship Subdivision's top defender, and was the first three-time Southern Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Dexter Coakley was the first Hall of Fame inductee for the Appalachian State when he entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2011. Dexter was picked in the third round by the Dallas Cowboys in the 1997 NFL Draft and enjoyed a 10-year career with the Cowboys and a little bit with the St. Louis Rams, too. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, the host of When Football Was Football, here on the Sports History Network. I'm very pleased to announce that I will be partnering with the Sports History Network to give away two copies of my latest book called Bears vs. Cardinals, the NFL's Oldest Rivalry. To enter, just head over to the following link, sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. We hope you'll enjoy the numerous stories in the book, which is largely based on the newly released Dutch Sternemann collection at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dutch was the co-owner of the early Chicago Bears with George Halas and kept correspondence, financial records, and scouting reports, which now allow us to peek into the management of an NFL club during the first few years of the league's existence. Along the way, we'll meet unusual gridiron characters from years gone by, including a quarterback who could throw the ball farther behind his back than he could throwing it forward, a Bears lineman who was such a good tavern fighter that he decided to enter the boxing universe, and a Cardinals halfback who gave up the NFL rushing title by deciding to not show up for his team's final game of the season. And can we forget the time the Al Capone mob interrupted a Bears-Cardinals game? The new book was fun to research, and I hope you will enter our free contest today. Once the winners are selected, we'll be in touch regarding shipping as well as to inscribe the book personally for you. This might make a perfect gift for Mother's or Father's Day, or simply add it to your own personal collection. Once again, enter by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you, and good luck!